This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A few hours ago, the head coach of the New York Giants, who has really created the art form of saying nothing, did actually say something. He did confirm what we all assumed, which was Russell Wilson, who is washed, is going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe Rich Ackerman, who said it in the update, I take you back to Giant Camp a few hours ago when Brian Daboll, in the most Daboll way possible, made it official.
Can any of the other quarterbacks challenge Russell for the week one starting job, or is that door closed? That's his.
Yeah, like I said, these guys will be out here competing, but Russ is our starter.
Now, let me tell you something, man. I truly mean this because, as I've sat here, lucky enough to sit here at WFAN for a very long time, and mostly this has been a conversation around the Jets, so this is kind of unique with the Giants. When a team drafts a quarterback in the first round or the second round, eventually that guy's going to get an opportunity. And I have been very consistent about this opinion going all the way back to the days with Joe in 2009 after the Jets drafted Mark Sanchez. So sometimes your opinions evolve on things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're pretty firm. And I am very firm on something. I want my young quarterback to sit. That's what I want. I wanted Mark Sanchez to sit. Did they listen? No. They had a Fugazi competition with Kellen Clemens, and Sanchez played right away. I wanted Geno Smith to sit. I wanted Daniel Jones to sit. And so in this case, I tell you right now, as an IFO, I want Jackson Dart to sit. I want him to sit the entire season. And I think the Giants are set up to do it. And I know that at times, even here in training camp, certainly when the season starts, there are going to be calls from listeners. There are going to be calls from guys here, maybe even you, Teague. I don't know how you feel. We'll get to it in a second. Who are going to say, Jackson Dart. I'm telling you right now, I think the Giants are doing the right thing. The question is, can they complete it? I think it is best for a young quarterback to sit. And so this is the beginning of this, but I hope all of us collectively can put the booze down and get through the next 4 or 5 months realizing that what's best for the Giants and what's best for this kid is for him to not play quarterback in 2025.
Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, was it best for them to sit?
Do you think Jackson Dart's either?
I don't know. I didn't think C.J. Stroud was that good coming from Ohio State. But again, that's an Ohio State bias. Jackson Dart playing at Ole Miss? I don't know. How many of us have watched an Ole Miss game over the last couple of years?
But you know I can counter with other guys who failed, right?
Most of them fail. Most of them fail.
Yes.
But so the reason I say this is because when we look at the evolution of the college quarterback, forget the guy that comes to the NFL, the college game has started to leak into the NFL. Like, the fact that we see quarterbacks, some of them running power plays, meaning pulling guards, you got a leading back, and the quarterback is running but off tackle. Like that, you never saw that in the National Football League. The fact that most NFL teams, I mean, there's a handful that still occasionally get under center. Most NFL teams are taking the snap from the shotgun. And why do you do that? Because it gives you more time to process, and it makes it easier to identify, you know, what coverage is out there and where you're going with the ball quickly. And so the reason that you've seen some of these young quarterbacks come and make it in the NFL and succeed is because they're kind of miming what they did in college. Now, is that going to be the Giants this year with Jackson Dart? I don't know. I'm with you 100%. Jackson Dart should not play this year. Now, it could get to the point where the Giants are bad, and this is not because they suck or Russell Wilson is whatever. They just have a really tough schedule that it might become prudent to say, you know what, Jackson Dart, go get some time. The season's already lost. Go get some time. But that season is not going to be lost in the first 5, 6, 7, or 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's for well down the road.
100%.
And the only way you pull the trigger, in my opinion, of saying, all right, we're 2-11, we may as well, is if you think he's ready. Now, those are things we're not going to be able to see because we're not going to see him on the field to know if he's ready or not. I just think that there's a lot of reasons why quarterbacks drafted in the first round play right away. Sometimes it's what you said. They're better equipped to make that jump now than they were 15 years ago. I completely agree with that. But I think the other reason why quarterbacks play right away is there's a pressure to see them right away because there's a clock on how much time you have before you have to pay the guy.
Right. But it's really the fifth-year option.
Right.
Like you have to be able to decide by the end of their third year or going into their fourth year whether or not you're picking up the fifth-year option.
But I also don't think that's a good enough reason, in my opinion, to start a guy that quickly.
I agree.
And the other thing is most of these teams, and look, you brought up C.J. Stroud, you brought up Jaden Daniels. That's great. Did Bryce Young benefit from playing right away? Like, it didn't work for him.
No.
Now, he's turning his career around. Good for him.
Yeah.
But sometimes playing right away actually is detrimental. Yeah, how about Zach Wilson? Let's not bury him. Should he have played right away?
So we can pull out these specific examples. With Bryce Young, I almost feel bad because of the circumstances around Frank Reich. Frank Reich, who was fired from Indy, immediately takes another job. I mean, we talked about this with Rex, right? Rex gets fired from the Jets, immediately takes another job with the Patriots. And it's like, maybe it should take a year. The same thing could happen. Who was the crazy-eyed guy for the Jets? Why am I forgetting his name? Dolphins.
Adam Gase.
Adam Gase.
You called him the crazy-eyed guy.
Gase gets fired from the Dolphins. Immediately takes another job.
Right, right.
You're not processing why you failed, and so Bryce Young was in a horrible situation because Frank Reich wanted to win right away. Like Frank Reich needed to save his reputation as a coach, and so he threw Bryce Young into a situation that he wasn't ready for, and he almost crashed him out of the league. Now, thankfully, he started to stabilize a little bit in his third year now, but I think certain circumstances are ripe for young quarterbacks to succeed. It certainly was that way in Washington with Jaden Daniels, most of it because of Cliff Kingsbury and the fact that they had a really good defense. The same thing can be said about C.J. Stroud. Really, it was because of Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, who had just taught two other young quarterbacks how to acclimate into the NFL. And they didn't have to play out in San Francisco, but he had taught them how to become NFL players, and it was easy doing it the third time. So if the circumstances are right, a young player at quarterback can thrive. And I think with the Giants, if God forbid, knock on wood, this doesn't happen, Russell Wilson gets hurt and training camp and Jackson Dart has to play, I think that this circumstance is actually set up for him to be successful.
Yeah, but first of all, knocking on wood, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but if Russ got hurt, Jackson Dart should still not play. It should just be Jameis Winston. It's a part of why signing Jameis Winston, in my opinion, was smart.
No, Jameis Winston was the, let's sign him now because we don't know if we're getting Russ.
No, but
if we end up with three, then, you know, we'll figure that out down the road.
But you don't want to rush him. Like, think about 2 years ago with Zach Wilson when they decided, hey, let's reset this whole thing.
Zach Wilson didn't compete for the job.
No, I know.
I think if Russ got hurt, Jackson Dart would still compete for the job. He would compete with James Winston. He would compete with Tommy DeVito.
Right.
He would compete for the job. Zach Wilson was handed the job.
No, it was a huge miss. Twice, by the way.
Twice.
The first time when they started him right away, and then the second time after Rodgers got hurt. Look at it this way. You know how sometimes in life you make a decision and you say, okay, what's the worst that can happen?
Mm-hmm.
You try to make that decision saying, all right, what's the worst case scenario? What's the best case scenario? If you take it extra slow with a young quarterback, what's the worst that could happen? There's really nothing.
You wait.
He
gets frustrated. He's not transferring. He's not going to another school.
Yeah.
So he just has to wait. It gets frustrating. You know who had to wait? And it's pretty damn good quarterback right now? Jordan Love.
Yes.
He had to wait.
He had to wait more than, trust me, Jackson Dart's ever going to have to wait. Right. Like, Jackson Dart has to wait to me the way Patrick Mahomes waited. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's always the comparison, but it's a good one. Because what the Chiefs did was so perfect. They had this young, awesomely talented quarterback.
But they also had an infrastructure that was good. It was already established.
I understand that.
Offensively, defensively, good, really good head coach.
But Batik, that argument actually could have argues that Mahomes should have started right away. That they were so equipped with such a great head coach and all this talent that he would have been ready to start right away. And maybe he would have been, but the Chiefs took the slow approach because what's the worst that can happen if you take it extra slow with a young quarterback? And so far, your answer to me was, well, the kid will get frustrated. Why do we care about that?
You don't.
So then what's the worst that can happen if you take it extra slow with a young quarterback?
Nothing.
You waste time on the clock?
Yes.
Who cares?
But who cares?
If the guy's good, you're going to pay him.
I agree with you. The difference with Pat Mahomes is Alex Smith was there, and Alex Smith did nothing but win double digits and get to the postseason.
Right. So. You're right, and that's probably not going to happen in the Giants' case.
That's the luxury that the Giants don't have, and it's why the comparison doesn't work. It doesn't hold up because the Giants haven't had that consistent success or the quarterback who's winning you double-digit games for multiple years in a row.
This is why it's going to be more challenging. And it's not just challenging for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. It's challenging for you. And I mean everybody out there. Because trust me, I get it. I get that when a football season starts, we are damn excited. I can't begin to tell you how pumped up I am for this Jets season. Mm-hmm. Aaron Glenn almost made me run through a wall earlier this morning when I was listening to his press conference. And then the audio crapped out. I don't know what the hell was going on. Then I got fired up again.
That's probably intentional.
You think so? Probably.
I'm just kidding.
I can't get over the fact that Aaron Glenn's wife calls Aaron Glenn AG. That's what I found out during Aaron Glenn's press conference.
Not honey?
No, AG.
Not baby?
AG.
Hey, big dog.
I want my wife to start calling me ER. But I understand how frustrating it is that when a football season starts and you're in the middle of it, you want this instant gratification. So if the Giants, and I'm not trying to give you some negative prediction to be a jerk, but let's say they're 2-8. Mm-hmm. Let's just say they have a very tough schedule. Okay, they're 2-8. There are going to be people, maybe you, Teak, I can't get in your head. Maybe Tommy can't get in his head. Maybe Sean. But certainly a lot of callers are going to say, hey, we're 2-8. Let's see Jackson. Let's see the kid. Let's see the kid. Let's see the kid. I spent a lot of money on season tickets. Let's see the kid. I sit there every day, 3 hours. I want to see the kid. And I get why you want that. It's a selfish thing. I want to see the kid. Mm-hmm. Why am I wasting my time watching Russell Wilson, who's a fossil, who isn't going to be here next year? I get that. The reason why the Giants have to show restraint is because they have an opportunity to do something that most teams don't do. Let a kid wait. Let a kid sit. And more times than not, when a kid sits and when a kid waits, they are so ready once they take over. Mm-hmm. And I can, you know, you can give me examples of guys who started right away and had success, and I can counter with guys who waited.
Of course.
But you know what else we can do? Tell me the guys who waited and then failed. Because there aren't many. Jimmy Garoppolo waited forever, and he became a damn good quarterback in this league.
But he also wasn't supposed to be a great quarterback in the league.
Fine, but he was also sitting behind Tom Brady.
Yes, of course.
Well, Jordan Love had to sit. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers had to sit. Like, there is a positive to doing this. I just think it's going to take a lot of restraint, not just from fans calling up Sports Talk Radio, but even from Brian Daboll, who loves him.
I'll tell you, ultimately, it's going to come down to what it looks like. What does Russell Wilson look like? And if Jackson Dart, whatever he looks like in the preseason, because that's the only time we're going to see him.
But that first part, I completely disagree with. What Russell Wilson looks like, why should that have any bearing on if the kid's ready or not?
Because if Russell Wilson is here for one reason. It's not to mentor Jackson Dart. Maybe that happens via osmosis. He's here to win football games.
Okay.
And if he is bad, like washed bad, mm-hmm. then he shouldn't be starting football games.
And then who should?
That's why he's here.
And then who should?
And then that's when it becomes the conversation around Jackson Dart or Jameis Winston.
Well, that's my point. Like, if the kid isn't ready or you think it's going to benefit him to sit, do not start him because Russell Wilson is washed. That would be a huge mistake.
By the way, you're not going to figure that out for at least a month and a half.
No, I know that. And we're going to have a tough time seeing it because it's all so behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to see him play. A lot of this is trusting this coaching staff, which I know there are a lot of Giant fans who don't trust this coaching staff. I get it. The record is the record. But the priority to me needs to be waiting. Because waiting is something that most teams don't do. It's something the Jets never did. It pissed me off to no end. When they had Teddy Bridgewater on this roster, and they had a chance to let Sam Darnold sit, and I loved Sam. I couldn't wait for them to draft him. Yeah. They traded Teddy Bridgewater and started Sam right away.
Because maybe Sam can handle it.
What, did he?
I mean.
Well, the results are the results, Teak. Did it work?
No.
Did it work for Zach?
No. But again, that's because the circumstance, the situation, the coaching staff, the offensive line, the skill position players, it wasn't right. So if it's right, that's when you have trust the young kid. If it's not right, you just can't because you put him in a bad spot.
So it's more the situation than the player?
Absolutely. I 100%
And you believe
that.
This situation is equipable?
No, it depends. It depends.
Depends on what?
One, left tackle.
Well, Andrew Thomas better be healthy. That's for everybody.
Two, who's playing guard, either of the guards.
Right. And Evan Neal may be playing guard.
Exactly. So much of it depends on this offensive line. As optimistic as I think it feels over at Quest Diagnostic right now, defense looks great. Joe Shane did an amazing job populating the secondary, filling out the defensive line. We know what the identity is going to be. We know what the skill positions look like on offense. The same question still plagues this Giants team. What is the offensive line?
I'll tell you this right now, Teek. If the answer to that question turns out to be negative, whether it's health around Andrew Thomas, who's going to start the on the pup list, that's not a big deal. The Giants still expect him to be ready for the start of the season, yes. And he better be. Because I'd argue, and I'll include the Jets in this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'll include the Jets. Of all the football players in this town, the most important person in NFL world, in New York football, in determining the success of their team, the number one person is Andrew Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put him above Sauce as much as I love him. I'd put him above Quinnen Williams as important as he is. I'd put him up above Sexy Dexie. I'd certainly put him above the quarterbacks. No offense to Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, the Pittsburgh connection. That's how important Andrew Thomas is. If you're telling me there's going to be a negative answer to the Giants' offensive line, that only furthers my point that you shouldn't see Jackson Dart this season.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah, because he's going to get crushed.
And you can't risk that.
And he's going to develop bad habits simply because he doesn't trust what's in front of him.
Yeah, but Dable and Shane don't have the luxury of waiting. If they're 2-8, they're going to get fired if Dart doesn't see the field and show some promise. Teak, they can't go through another season where they win four or five games with Ross and Winston.
I don't think he needs to play 9 games for us to know.
5 or 6, though? I mean, you have to have like a month.
Right.
But my point is...
It's the bye week.
But
they have a late bye week.
But Evan's saying Dart's not going to see the field at all. Then they're going to the playoffs. Like, if they stink, if they get off to a bad start and Russ can't play, why would you go to Jameis Winston? That's not going to help you win games. The only way they keep their job, at least in my opinion, is if Jackson Dart shows he's got the goods.
They don't
have the luxury.
I'm not giving my opinion on July 23rd to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. I'm giving you my football opinion.
Right, but
what they decide to do based on their job status is their call. My opinion is it benefits the Giants and it benefits this kid to not play this season. I get your point. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane aren't guaranteed 2026. I get it. I understand it. And maybe they make a calculation in the middle of December. Wow, the only way to save my job is to play this guy. I, by the way, disagree with that point because I think it's easier to sell to John Mara.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't even play the young quarterback yet. Wait till you see him as a reason to bring him back. But my opinion isn't based on them keeping their job. My opinion's based on what's best for him and the team.
Yeah, look, from a team standpoint, my gut is that they're going to be coached like they were in 2022. Don't try to be a hero. Yes, we're going to take shots when we can because of Malik Nabers and how good he is, but we want to win close games. And if we do that enough, we're going to have a good season.
We will get to your calls next, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.